Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey y'all, we have reached another Monday, and I hope your week is off to a great start. I know Mondays are dreadful, and for most of you, this is the start of your week, but for me, Sundays start my week. So when Mondays arrive, I am motivated and I am ready to accomplish the week ahead. Now, today's beauty mark is called, It's Time to Set the Bar. Now, you may ask yourself, what exactly does that mean? We have been focusing on grieving from failed relationships, navigating new seasons, and shedding leaves. So now it's time to set the bar. And when I hear those words, the first two words that come to mind is boundaries and standards. So my question for you this week is, do you have them? Boundaries is defined as a line that marks the limits of an area, and standards is defined as a level of quality. So now that we have defined these words, have you set a certain quality for your life and marked it as a limit to the bare minimum of what you will require? If your answer is no, then it's time to start. Repeating old habits is not an option, and it is time to set boundaries. Now, this is not easy for us to do when we have gone through life without boundaries, but I promise you this is a vital piece of having good mental health. And if you want to show up every day as the best version of yourself, you must make the decision that accepting half of anything is non-negotiable. So, no more half love, no more half acceptance, and no more half quality of work. The boundaries should not only apply to others, but you must also set them with yourself. If you're anything like me, then setting boundaries seems so foreign to you. And if this is the case, allow me to give you a few suggestions that may help you accomplish this goal. Now, the first thing I would suggest is saying no. This means politely declining requests or invitations that you are not comfortable with or do not have time for. Now, this one was hard for me because I am a recovering people pleaser, and I really had a hard time saying no because I did not want anyone to be mad at me. And regardless of how uncomfortable I may have been, I would always say yes. But I promise you, saying no has become easier and easier once I prioritized my peace. The second thing I would suggest is communicating your needs. Now, this simply means clearly expressing your needs and expectations to other people. People are not mind readers, so you must communicate. I will repeat that again. People are not mind readers, so you must communicate. Now, your tribe won't say you're doing too much or getting on their nerves, or even if you do get on their nerves, so what? They will accept you flaws and all. And that's how you know that's your tribe. You must state your expectations with people because you will save yourself a whole lot of time, energy, and money in the process. And you also give the right people the chance to be around you or attach themselves to you. The third thing I would like to suggest is time management. And that is allocating time for yourself and your priorities, not overcommitting to others. Now, this is important because you do not want to burn yourself out. You have to take your time and really get a good schedule down. And I promise you, you will not regret it if you do this the right way. The fourth thing I would suggest is emotional boundaries. Now, we've talked about boundaries, but now we're talking about emotional boundaries. And that is protecting your emotional well-being by not taking on others' emotions or problems as your own. Now, this one was a struggle for me too. I ended up catching a panic attack one day because I was carrying too many problems that were not even mine. I want you to give the situation your time and attention in the moment and then let it go. It's not yours to hold on to, so do not let it consume you. The fifth thing I want to suggest to you is a work-life balance. Ensuring that work does not overtake you on personal time and vice versa. This was something I was struggling with as well, and I'm being honest, but now I have put myself back on a schedule because balance is really, really important. So for me, what I do now, you know, I have a small child. So for me, I take an hour to myself before he gets up, and I use that hour to ground myself. This looks like listening to a playlist. Most of the time in the morning is gospel, so I like to set my day and do my affirmations, and then I will wake him up and get ready for the day. Because once little man gets up, that's when the day begins, and then I'll go throughout the day. He'll go to school, I'll go to work, whatever in between, come home, dinner, all the things, and then once he goes to bed, I will take 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how long it takes him to go to bed. I will take a 30 minute to an hour to myself, and then I will wind down. And in that time, I will listen to nature sounds or some really good R&B, another playlist of mine, and I'll play a game on my phone, and I will just debrief and just rest, and I promise you, sleep. It's so much better that way. And I want you to remember that sleep and rest are two different things. So make sure you're getting both at night. The sixth thing and the last thing that I want to suggest to you is self-care. Prioritizing activities that promote your physical, mental, and emotional health. This one is definitely another one I had a hard time doing. Now, as a mom, I don't know if all mothers relate to this, but I know some do. I always feel guilty spending money on myself. But my mom would always tell me that if I don't take care of me, then I can't take care of anyone else. So I have slowly incorporated this routine. And what I would say to you, as my mother told me, but I would say it in another way, is fill your cup with whatever it is that you need to do for you to show up for everybody else. So whether that's going to the spa, whether that's going to get your nails and feet done, whether that's going to get a haircut for the men, whatever it is that you need to do to make you feel at your calm self so you can continue to go out about your day and pour into others, do that. It is vital. It is important. Remember, the people around you are supposed to get the overflow of what you've been giving to yourself. Because if you don't pour into you, they'll be getting stuff that you're supposed to be giving yourself. And then you'll wind up with an empty cup. And then if you're empty, all these people are going to do is find another source, and you will be drained, depleted, and stressed out again. So let today be the first day of your new normal. Let today be the day you prioritize teaching people how to treat you. Because if you don't love yourself correctly, then how can you expect anyone else to? Don't let the titles people have in your life or the years you've known people hinder you from distancing yourself if they are just taking up space. You have one life to live. So it's time to live it in spaces where you are celebrated and not tolerated. There are so many strangers out there waiting to be able to say that they know you. So don't let another day go by allowing people to occupy a seat at your table who are unworthy of the chair. So here is your confirmation. Take this moment to think about that person or that situation that is affecting your growth the most. I want you to remember that love is an action word. I want you to remember that support is free. I want you to remember that people make time for what and who they want to make time for. And I want you to remember when people show you who they are, believe them. Pay attention to the patterns and not the promises, because words are always broken, but behaviors are inevitable. This has been your beauty mark for the week. So until next time, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.